So, this week is Parshas Shelach Lecha, the story of the Meraglim, the spies. But before I talk about the spies, I wanted to finish off the thought that we were talking about last week in Parshas Bahaloisecha, the idea of the Pnei HaMenorah, the face of the menorah. And we were learning from the Tiferes Yosef. He brings a Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayas kein Aaron." Aaron did so. Rashi says, "Melamed lahagid shvucha shel Aaron." This is, comes to teach us the praise Aaron, that he didn't alter the command that he was given. He did exactly as he was told. So the Ari actually says, "Why does the Torah need to tell me that Aaron did not differ? Because from the text I might actually have thought that he did differ. Because the Torah tells us, Yo'iru shivas aneris, let the seven candles shine," which is strongly suggestive, or you let them shine on their own. Whereas Aaron, it says, Vayaskein Aaron amul p'nei ha'menorah ha'elo, he raised the lights. So he didn't let them, he wasn't satisfied with them kindling on their own. He did some pu'ulas. I might have thought that that was against the tzivoy, but yivayaskein aron kashet tzivoy, he did as he was told. So that's the Ari. So the Tiferes Yosef says, he explains it in depth. What's the job of the kohen? You know, when we do a sin, what is my awareness in the moment of doing the sin is how far away I am from God, you know? Hey, with this act, I'm cutting myself off from the divine. But the truth is, a person can't cut themselves off from the divine. Because what is your life? What is your chayim? What is the chiyus that you have inside you? This is a chelik elikam imal. This is a piece of God. So, how could you be alive if it wasn't the divine flowing through you? So, you can't imagine or pretend for a moment that you sinned without the divine. So, how come when you sinned, the divine didn't cut itself off? How come when I come to do a grob aveda, when I come to do something that is purely my own pleasure, and it says God says don't do it, how come God doesn't just say, all right, you want to do it on your own dime, do it with your own life, here, I'm out of here? Because if God were to say, do it with your own life, I'm out of here, I would just lie there dead. Because my life is the flow of God in me. So how come God doesn't withdraw? That's the chesed, that's the loving kindness, and the compassion, and the patience. In Rizhin, they used to say, The Gemara says, "Ein odem noikif etzbo melmaten kemachrizno memal." A person doesn't knock their finger in this world unless an announcement goes out in the upper world to say, "This man is about to knock his finger." I mean, in other words, nothing happens in this world unless it's announced. Look, everybody, this is what's happening. So in Rishon they said, so when a person is about to commit a sin, what do they announce? So the Rishon has said, they announce, look, everybody, look, Heshivach is about to forge a new path in Teshuvah. And that is how they announce when somebody is about to do a sin, right? So, I can't do anything without God, and I can't do anything without the godliness in me. So the job of the Kohen, we were learning in the Tiferes Yosef, the job of the Kohen is to go help me, to help me look back over my action until I can see into it that moment at which my connection with God was flickering. Because ultimately, as we were saying last week, my issues, those things about me, those areas of my behavior, my life that are the challenging ones, which usually are the areas where my sins are happening, that is the area of where I am unique. They're my issues, and in them being my issues, they are my issues because the divine in me is not being expressed. And what makes me unique is the divine. Like Tolstoy said, all happy families are the same. Unhappy families are all unhappy differently. Right? What does he mean? Like, in the issues, in those things that we deal with and that we struggle with, that's where our divinity is. And so, in the avera that I do, in the sin that I commit, I have to look inside it and I see that that part of me that's sinning, that is the part of me that is connected to the divine. Because that's why I have an issue. That's why I'm not congruent. That's why my actions don't fit in with my philosophy, where I do things that I myself think of. Why would I do such a thing? It's pastnished. It's not right for me to do such a thing. And nevertheless, I do it. Why? Because in this area is where I'm struggling with the divine in me that is trying to express itself creatively. And so my creativity is right there. So the Kohen, his job is to help me to look back over that action and find in it that moment where I acted, and also to see at that moment how I was connected to the divine in me, and how in a way I was really expressing or trying to express or trying to deal with that divine creativity which is inside me. When I do that, says the Tiferes Yosef, if I can reconnect with that moment when I involved God in my act and get the full brunt of what I really did, you know, it wasn't Heshivach who was sinning here. Yeah, I was taking that Chelik Elokam Emal, that portion of me which is God, and I was making it sin. That's what I have to do tshuva on. And that kind of tshuva, if I can really, you know, not to say, oh, I really wanted money, so I broke into the store and I smashed the window and I stole the money from the, you know, if I think of my sin like that, then I'm never going to be able to do tshuva me ahava, tshuva out of love, right? I really have to get into the inside of my sin and, you know, what it was that I felt that I needed that made me want to go and grab and smash and so forth and really get at the essence of who I am at that moment. If I can get in there, then really, if I can appreciate what I'm doing with my divine spark, even at that moment, that I'm acting it out in the worst possible way, then, and I can have compassion, that is tshuva me'ava. And at that point, God says, you know what? It wasn't a sin, and God rearranges history. And we were saying that the inyan of El Mul Pnei HaMenorah Yeiru Shivas HaNeiros is that towards the center of the menorah, all seven have to go up. Meaning, not just the six have to point towards the center, but the seventh also has to point towards the center. That even when I do an aveira, even when I do a sin, like Aaron and Miriam when they were talking bad about Moshe, really, they were tuned in to what they needed to do. At that level where God says, you know, thank you. You know, so Zedoinos Nas Kechovis, the Kezochi is the idea that sins that we do, even knowingly, purposely, tzlahaches, if I can do teshuva at that level where I'm really connect with the divine in the Avera, then God changes history around. So the Radzina explains this is the meaning of the Ari who says there was, it might look as though there was a difference between what Aaron did and what God commanded. God commanded, let them light up of their own accord. And Aaron, he says, it says he raised the lights. So the Radzina says, yes, because the Kohen can help us to raise that light, to bring, to illuminate the Pnei Menorah. And then God says, you know what? It wasn't your sin at all. I did it. And so the two of them are both true. If, and this is something that we've learned from Ishbitz for many years, that if I really sincerely take upon myself responsibility for my actions, and I don't blame someone else for my sins, and I don't blame God for my sins, and I don't make excuses and rationalize, oh, you know, I have such a hard life, or look, I have such a big yitzhara, or whatever it is, if I own it, say, you know what? You know why I sinned? Because I didn't really want to not sin. I didn't really have enough desire to not hurt this person or to not steal this thing. The desire in me to be straight and narrow and to be honest and pure and holy, the desire in me wasn't there, so therefore I have to take my own blame. And the Ishbitzer says, if we do that with any sincerity, then God says, you know what? I'll take it upon myself too. I'll blame myself for your sin. So this is the reciprocity that we have. So, this is what we were talking about last week. I was thinking, if we examine the implication of this Torah, we get to a whole new Torah. There's a Torah from the Koshnitzer Magid. He says, what is the struggle? What is the struggle between the Jewish people and Islam and Christianity? What is the real struggle? For sure, we invented God. Where do all these ideas come from? Of God, the God of the world, the God of the earth, the God of time, the God inside the person, the one, this all comes from our Torah HaKadosh. These are ideas that we gave birth to and that we gave to the world. So the problem is that our enemies, they hate that idea of a Yiddish God, right? They say, no, we expand on these parochial, provincial, primitive ideas, and we have a new vision. And what they try and do most of all is to undermine this idea of Elokei Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, which means a Yaakov digger God, right? Elokei Yisroel, a Yiddish God. That is anathema. So all the wars and all the struggles for thousands of years is really because the Goyim, they want to take away this essential Jewishness of God and imprint some other kind of palimpsest or some other kind of framework on which divinity can be written. One of the ways that they do it is by saying that the Torah HaKadosh is just a book, and it is what it is on the outside, right? That the Torah is the Bible. You know, anybody can have the Bible. It's the Old Testament, and we know that there's a outside, and then there's an inside, and in the inside there's a secrets and soid, and there are 70 ponim, 70 different faces, 70 different approaches. So when it says in the Torah, Vayehi Chein, Vayomer Lekim Yehi Oir, God said that there be light, There was light, and then got divided between the light, this, that, and it was so. Vayihi chen. It was so. The word chen is gematria 70, which is the same as the word soid, for secret. So everything is secret. As you know, a stone, a rock, has just as much life in it as a tree. It's made of atoms just as much as the tree. Some rocks are actually made of the same atoms as the tree, the calcium and the carbon and the nitrogen. It's a dead tree, right? It's a piece of coal. It's a rock. And if you were to pull it apart, down at the molecular level, at the atomic level, there's no difference in looking at a tree and looking at a rock. They would look identical. So the Rishoyim say, Loi Chein, and that's we find in the first capital of Tehillim. It says, Loi Chein Hu Rishoyim. The Rishoyim say, it's not so. There's no secret hidden. It's all there, what it's written, you know, the Old Testament God, we've got better God than the Old Testament God, and this one's got a New Testament God, and this one's got a Quranic God, and this one, everybody's, the main thing is, the Makrish, they want to deny the origins of God. They want to deny. And you know, it's going on for so long that people don't even realize how successful the world has been in trying to deny the Yiddish God, right? What is the Yiddish God? These idea of tshuva me'ahavo. Like the Ishbitzer says, can you imagine, I say to a goy, we were talking about this last week, God says, I need you to do me a favor. So everybody in the world who would say, God speaks, you ask him to do you a favor. Everybody would say, yes. What's the favor? I want you to kill this person for me. Okay? And then I'm going to punish you. Wait. You're commanding me to do this evil thing, then you're going to punish me? And God says, yeah, I'm going to punish you. And not just that, but I'm going to write it in the Torah that what an evil person you are. And the person says, "Well, yeah, but in the end, you'll like reward me, yeah?" God says, "No, it's going to be written in the Torah for all time. What an evil thing you did!" The person would say, "Well, maybe take somebody else. Maybe ask somebody else, right?" But Aaron and Miriam, they don't ask somebody else. Avraham Avinu doesn't say, "Well, why don't you find someone else to kill Yitzchak? Why asking me to kill Yitzchak, right?" He doesn't. He says, Hineni. This is Amidah Vayid, right? Because I'm Oved Hashem. What does it mean, Oved Hashem? What does it mean to worship? It means to be available. I'm a servant of God. Whatever you need me to do. And so the Torah says, Zochar Eis Asher Hashem to Miriam. Remember what God did to Miriam. When she spoke Lashon Hara, right? She didn't say, what do I need it for? She said, if that's what God needs from me, I'm available. That's Ayid, right? So, the Koshnitzer Maggid says, where does this come from? This big struggle. And he says, and it's the reason it comes up is because we're referencing what we were learning this week and last week, that there's a part of us which is divine. It's the life that flows through us, right? So even when I'm doing an Aveira, and almost you could say especially when I'm doing an Aveira, because I'm dealing with my real issues, right? I am accessing that part of me which is unique. And we've been talking since the beginning of Bamidbar of this idea that there is something special and unique inside each soul. And that at the moment that that expresses itself, it's expressing something unique in God, because God never repeats himself. So the soul which is inside each person is a uniqueness, and it's uniquely creative. So the creativity that we have is our neshama, it's our godly divine soul, which we call chelek elika mimal. One of the ways that the Chachamim have used a description is a chelek elika mimal. It's a piece of God from above. So each of us has a piece of God from above, and that is what gives us life. Even when I'm doing the worst thing, I'm really, the only thing that gives me chayas, life, is that essential piece of God which is me. So the Koznitz and Maggid says it works two ways. You know what is the life of God? Just like the life of me, the chayas that flows through me, that animates me, is that chelek elika mimal. You know what animates God? The Yid. The Yisroel. Yisroel. The Yiddish kinder. The Yiddish folk. We are the life force of God. And God doesn't do anything in the universe that isn't an expression of us. We are the ones who empower God. And that's the meaning, ki chelek Hashem amoy. Just as we talk about our animus, our soul, our vitality as being chelek elika mimal, a piece of God from above, God's chayas, God's lebedikait, lebenshaft, God's animation is chelek Hashem amoy. That everything that is alive about God is what we have given God. Each of us, every Yid, we give God chayis. How? By imagining God, by saying, Ze keli va'anveyu, this is my God and I'm going to beautify him. And so the power that God uses in every act is that power that we have endowed him with. That's what the Koznitz and Maggid says. And what is it that we daven? What time of the year is it that the Goy tries to obliterate? This is Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the time of din, it's time of mishpat, and we don't look so good. Because when you hold up the Torah with all its commandments, and you hold up the mensch and you weigh them one against the other, miyem zakisilim, who can say I'm pure, right? At that moment the goy says, Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't need the Jews, you don't need to be constricted into this little provincial primitive people. We will make you God of the whole world. So what do we daven on Rosh Hashanah? We say, V'yoymar koila sh'neshomoy ba'apoy, Rabbeinu Shalom, we daven, every living soul that has breath in its mouth should say, Hashem Elikei Yisroel Melech, that God of the Yidden is King of the world. That is what we're davening for. That there'll come a time when the nations of the world will stop trying to appropriate God and stop trying to strip the Jewishness away from God and stop trying to own God in an exclusive way and admit finally it is God who is who we are, we Yidden. Ki chelek Hashem amoy, Hashem elkei Yisroel melech. And that is the meaning. God says, Vayi chen. And the goy says, Varashoim, loy chen harashoim. And then the next pasuk is Loikein Rishon. The Rishon deny the hiddenness and the secrets and the soidos and the 70 faces. Al Kain, therefore, lo yokum Rishon b'mishpat. So therefore, the wicked have no stand, can't stand up to judgment. Meaning Rosh Hashanah. Ki yedeh Hashem derech tzedikim, because the knowledge of God is the way of the tzaddik. And we know that knowing yedeh. Not ki yodea Hashem derech tzaddikim, God knows the way of the tzaddik, but knowing God, ki yodea Hashem, knowing, connecting, being one with God, derech tzaddikim, this is the way of the tzaddikim. Because God calls us his daughter, and then God calls us his sister, and then finally God says to the Jewish people, you are my mother. So, this is the meaning of Chelik Hashem Amo. You know, we were learning the most important, if you take the whole Torah and say, what Sedra, what portion of the Torah represents really the whole Torah, you would have to say that this is the Parsha of Hazinu. And what one posuk, one verse in the whole of the Torah, of the whole of Hazinu represents the whole Parsha, which represents all, Kichelik Hashem Amoy. God's lot is his people. Yaakov Hevel Nachlosei. Yaakov is his inheritance. But now with this Kashin Samagad, we can understand this in a new way. Kichelik Hashem Amoy, meaning God's soul. We are God's soul. And just as God expresses himself 600,000 times in the 600,000 individuals with this 600,000-fold creativity, we Yidden, we express God 600,000 times inside God. And God expresses himself in the ways that we express. The reason I bring this up is because there's a story from the Alexander Rebbe. The Alexander Rebbe only used to tell three stories over and over his whole life. You know, some Rebbes are full of Chassidish masses, but there was one Rebbe who only used to repeat these three stories, and each time he would go into it and explain the lesson. One of them is about this Yid and his wife, that this Cossack knocks on the door and he demands this tax, which was called Chazan. Chazon or Kazan. So this Yidl, This you've got this Cossack banging your door shouting, Chazan, Chazan. So he thinks he wants me to sing some chazunas, right? So he starts to sing from the Shabbos Digger Davening, right? And this Cossack starts to beat him, shouting, Chazan, Chazan, give me Chazan. So he didn't know what he says. Maybe he wants to hear from the Rosh Hashanah Davening. So he starts to give him a piece of the Rosh Hashanah Davening. And this Cossack is just beating him. So he tries a little from Yontif, he thinks maybe a little happy, and he just beats him until mamash is dying. And then as he's dying, he says to his wife, you know, maybe he wanted some new chazonah, some new singing, maybe he wanted a new song, maybe that's my problem, he wanted a new song. And I was thinking, you know, part of our problem is that we're afraid to imagine God differently from the way we were taught. And if I think about the 6 million, which is 10 times 600,000, I have this same idea that God is saying, I want a new song. I want a new, you have to imagine me in new ways. And I'm tired of being imagined the same way for thousands and thousands of years. I want a new persona. And God can only have a new persona if we Yidden endow him with a new persona. And the final thought that I had is, just as we were learning in the Tiferes Yosef, that the inyan of teshuva is, the inyan of the kohen, is that the kohen has to show me how when I did my Avera, I was at that moment connecting to the innermost Chelek Elika Mimal that gives me, that animates me, that gives me life. It works the other way around. And if we look at our history, and again, I come back to the 6 million, I have to say that if I look in to every act, I have to say the Rebbeinu Shalom is acting out the images that we endow him with. He acts out the koiches with which, and the chayas with which, and if we imagine God as this accountant, you know, who smites in only because we did an avera, and that all the bad things that happened to us in the Holocaust was because of sins, that, you know, then if we think that, then that is what happens. And God is saying it's time for fresh. And so the meaning of Vayas Kain Aroin is that Aroin allows us to look at this idea of Teshuvah, which is the expression of the divine in us, and in God it's the expression of the human in God. That both these things, the Kohen gives, empowers, Vayas Kain, and that's the meaning of the Kain, which is the 70, is that we have to look into our secrets and say, it's time to sing a new song. And so when we look at the Meraglim, when we look at the spies and how they twisted what was going on, and how they, Achenu Hemasu Esloveinu, how they made our hearts just like melt and took, you know, took all the encouragement that we had about going into the land and turned it into this bitter despair. And how later, the next parish is the parish of Nesochim, and the Medrash says, Lech echol b'simcha es lachmecha, go eat your bread, enjoy, say b'yein toiv, tzienach, and go drink your wine with a good heart. We were learning the Ishbitzah that really, after it happened, we had such remorse. And we thought that, God forbid, we had destroyed our connection to God. And then the Medrash comes and makes the connection between the parish of Nesochim, that God wanted us to be a little drunk and to make this mistake. Because in almost everything, just in almost everything, every sin that we, the Jewish people, have committed has been only because we were allowing ourselves to be vanquished by God. And we really need to stop thinking of ourselves as these great sinners who have deserved these great punishments and start owning who we are. We are Chelek Elika Mimal, and we never do anything that doesn't express the divine, and God never does anything that doesn't express the Jewish people.